From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Kyle Norris. A Missouri native is the new chief of staff for the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Jim Howard reports Carla Tiemann credits farm life lessons with her success in Washington.
Tiemann says the chore of walking fields as a young girl on her family's farm in Concordia and showing cattle instilled both the work ethic and competitiveness necessary to help run a federal agency with 99,000 employees. At age 31, Tiemann is the daily link between more than 200 of the department's top staff and Secretary Tom Vilsack. She says agriculture in rural America is facing significant challenges.
I think one of the biggest questions we all think about is, where is our next generation of farmers going to come from? How do we find those people that are going to feed the 9 billion mouths that we have to feed by 2050?
Tiemann says the department is working to attract more young people, veterans, and women to agriculture to make that happen. In Washington, I'm Jim Howard.
Kansas City, St. Louis, and the state of Missouri have been awarded a combined $1.4 million from the Environmental Protection Agency. The award was announced yesterday as a part of an approximately $13 million national package of supplemental loan funding. According to the Kansas City Star, Kansas City won the money for environmental cleanups based on its success in cleaning up brownfields. Brownfields are sites where use and development has been complicated due to contamination. A recent state-by-state report on nationwide obesity rates by the Trust for America's Health and the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation shows that obesity rates for Missouri in 2014 decreased but remain high. KBIA's Gimel Sabingo has more.
The obesity rate in Missouri fell 2% in 2014, but remains high according to a Robert Wood Johnson Foundation report released this week. With a rate of 30.2%, it is in the top 20 states with the highest obesity rates. Obesity is associated with chronic diseases such as diabetes and hypertension, and Albert Lang of the Trust for America's Health says this makes it a matter of great concern.
These are all things that can be long-term and debilitating, which can really change someone's quality of life, make it really hard for you to get to work, hard for you to perform at work, depending on what kind of job you have.
Lang says the most effective way to deal with the obesity problem is to target childhood obesity.
It's really huge to start and make sure that children in daycares are getting active. They aren't sitting in front of a screen for 8 hours. They aren't drinking a lot of sugar-sweetened beverages. They're being active. They're drinking water. They're eating healthy.
Adults are encouraged to make small changes towards a healthier lifestyle. Gimel Sabingo, KBIA News.
Washington University's chancellor says the St. Louis school is thrilled to be hosting another presidential debate. It's been chosen to host the second of three debates between the nominees on October 9th next year. Washington University hosted presidential debates in 1992, 2000, and 2004, and a vice presidential debate in 2008. I'm Kyle Norris, KBIA News, Columbia.